All right, well, usually at this point of the show, we let everybody know that we're gonna have something to drink. This time we don't. Kind of in a rush, getting things squared away and everything, but we didn't get to get a drink, any beer this time. But there will be some next time for sure. Or at least after the show there will be.
After the show.
Yeah. I need a beer. I thought about it. I was like, should I stop real quick? No. I'll just go straight over there. Man, I finally went to this comic book store in Katy. Every time I go to it, it was always closed.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was close. Well, I mean, and they opened like at 10.
Oh, shit.
So finally, I found them open, and I went in. It was pretty cool, man.
Okay, I'm going to unmute it, because, I don't know where it stops, so.
That's happened to me.
Oh, shit.
I can just imagine what that was.
He hit like a real high pitch.
Yeah. Oh, you know this is gonna hurt.
This is my favorite.
Oh.
I do look like he could be Fez.
Yeah, he probably could be.
Ha ha ha!
Oh.
Oh. Probably the end of it, I think.
What's up, everybody?
Waiting for it to start.
Yeah.
It's on a countdown, so bear with us.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Bot Squad Podcast. This is episode number 64, man.
64.
So, John, what are we drinking today? Okay, normally, you know, we have our beer of the day type of thing, our taste test. Today, wires got crossed and
everybody's in a mad rush.
Stuff got scrambled. Mm-hmm. And as you can see, there's no beer. But we're okay. That's fine. Yeah. Next time there will be, and we'll make it really good next time.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and jump right in. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about, there's going to be a whole lot of stuff. But, first off, we're going to start off with, I guess a small little update on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know, Ghost Rider showed up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. A couple of weeks ago. Well, yeah, I mean, showed up.
What's his intro? Like you say showed up, like, what do you mean?
Okay. Exactly like I was explaining to you before. You know, the way he showed up on the scene, literally, like, the episode started, and they see a car, you know?
So he's already Ghost Rider.
And there's people, yeah, he's already Ghost Rider. There's no origin story.
Okay.
And these, you know, these guys, I guess bad guys, are trying to, you know, trying to rob this place, this bank. I believe it's a bank or it's a jewelry store. But, you know, Ghost Rider shows up on the scene. But he shows up just very basic, like he's just driving up in a car kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then the guys blast his car. Car flips up in the air, bursts into flames. And then, bam, he's Ghost Rider. They don't show him right off the bat, though, which is good. They gave a little bit of mystery, you know. And then, literally, I mean, he just, like, kind of bashed the van in that the guys were in. Took them out. They were out. They fell out of the van all bloodied and messed up. And I will say that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got away with a lot. In this episode, there was a lot of blood. There was some dismemberment.
Really?
And stuff like that. So they got away with a lot.
Damn.
The guy that plays Robbie Reyes in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., excellent. He was great. Like, his performance was awesome. He had, like, this, you know, like we were talking about, he had Chicano attitude to him. For real, like... I mean, because that's kind of where they're at. You know, they're in. I think they're in like South Central LA, I believe.
Is that where like all these shows have been taking place?
No, they kind of take place all over.
Okay,
but it just so happens that you know that's where it took place in this episode. Now, like I had said before, I lost the whole season. Like I didn't watch a whole season before this
past season.
Yeah.
Okay.
Season three, but. Literally, I just watched the episode because I was curious. I caught on like that, like with what was going on. So it was easy. They made it really easy for you to catch on to what was going on.
That's good.
Now they do show, you know, Ghost Rider transform, or Robbie Reyes transform into Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
And I will say right now that the effects that they had were like movie quality. Like they were, it was good, man. It was really good.
I've seen a GIF. And it looked pretty cool.
I mean, the way, like I was explaining to you earlier, the way that he changed into Ghost Rider was like his skin was like peeling off.
Yeah.
You know, and floating away, disintegrating. And then, you know, he had the skull head.
Did you see the back of the head? Is it black?
No, it's a full skull. Right. It's a full skull. They did it justice.
In the comic, they do that. I don't know why.
Yeah, with the black part.
Yeah. As if it's just a mask, you know?
Yeah. But no, they totally did it justice.
All right, okay.
I did hear some rumblings a while back that they actually contacted Nicolas Cage.
What?
To try to, I guess, make an appearance in the show. He's too old. Maybe not as Ghost Rider, though. Mm-hmm. But just as a cameo appearance, just to kind of like, you know.
I used to be Ghost Rider.
Like, hey, what's up, kid? Yeah, I know how that feels. You know, or something like that. Or he'd be like head. Pissing fire or something. I don't know.
Or show up with that like Gone 60 Seconds Mustang. Like, you know.
Yeah, it was a Shelby Cobra.
Yeah, and the unicorn.
The unicorn. You know? That would be pretty funny.
Tying a bunch of his movies into the Ghost Rider.
But obviously and of course he said no. Which,
oh really?
I don't see why he would say no. He's doing a lot of like super low budget movies nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, this would be a big step up, you know, and give him a lot of notoriety for that. But I don't know. Maybe he just didn't want to. But anyway, the way they portrayed Ghost Rider in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was perfect. I was very reluctant about it before. I was trying to have faith. But at the same time, I was like, man, you know, if it looks silly, it's going to ruin everything.
How many episodes are we supposed to get this time?
I think it's 24.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's 24 episodes for a season. So, they'll do like 12 and 12.
You know what they're going to do, right?
What?
He's going to be there for like a little bit, and he's going to be like, I got to go, because there's something I got to tend to or something.
And they're going
to
do the Poochie where he goes up in space. Oh,
pull that cell. So, he leaves, right? And then he comes back like, I don't know, next season. Because, I mean, that's what it seems like. The way David says, like, he sounds awesome. Everybody's going to love and dig him. And then they're just going to be like, hey, look, we can't give him too much Ghost Rider. Because then they don't want to watch next season.
The way I look at it, though, I think what they're going to do is they'll probably, Ghost Rider will probably exit, like, after the halfway point where they go on, like, a hiatus for, like, a couple months.
Yeah.
Where they do 12 and 12. So after the first 12, he'll probably leave. And maybe come back for, like, the last couple episodes of the last 12. And the way I see it, though, I think if he's popular enough, they might even just spin him off into his own show.
Awesome.
I think so.
Or, like, you know what would be pretty cool? Like, so he leaves in his car and everything. He comes back, and he shows up on the motorcycle, and they say, what happened? He's like, you know, I ran out of gas.
Or,
like, you know, like, he needed money.
Got an upgrade.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have they done anything like that?
No.
Like no. Like when he's sitting there and he's talking to the agents or whatever, because I don't know who's in the show, but like, you know, they're like, blah, blah, you know, like, which one's your ride? And they show a motorcycle and then is this car.
Oh, no.
They haven't done that?
They haven't done anything.
Oh, okay.
I think they're trying to not do it as cheesy
like,
as possible.
Come on, man. You know they're going to do it.
Because, I would expect something like that done in those Nicolas Cage movies.
Oh, no, come on.
That was cheese. Like, they're cheese. They're full of cheese.
Man, people love cheese, man.
I know. There's nothing wrong with it. But I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a different... It's a different type of show. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think they're trying to establish Ghost Rider as, like, this badass. Oh, you know, this evil dude.
I get.
He's an evil dude, but he has good intentions.
Mm-hmm. Good intentions.
Now, the one thing that I did notice was that, you know, I think I had said before that Robbie Reyes has a brother.
Okay.
Has a little brother. And it's that kid from Fear the Walking Dead. Travis's kid.
The annoying little one that doesn't listen?
Yeah.
Oh, he's on that show too?
Yeah, so I saw him on there and I'm like...
Red Corn Son?
I'm like, oh man.
He's dead.
He's dead? Well, okay.
I haven't seen it.
Look, I have. Okay, so I'm not going to ruin anything for you. But this it triggers something. Because in the show, in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., he had a haircut.
Oh,
it wasn't like a drastic haircut, but it was significantly shorter, you know. So that kind of tells you something, right there. I mean, like I said, they did Ghost Rider justice. I thought they did a great job. The writing was really good too. Like the whole plot and as to why he's there, was perfect. They didn't really, as far as I can tell so far, because I've only seen like I think two episodes. They really haven't dug into Ghost Rider himself, like, as to why He was Ghost Rider.
They haven't asked him, like, you know, who are you, where you come from? Well,
he's only he's only interacting with one person right now.
Oh, okay.
Not all the agents, you know, right now anyway.
Everybody would freak out.
Yeah,
but like, that one
person. Contain him! Contain him! He's like, I weigh!
They stick him in one of those barrels like they did in Return of the Living Dead.
The little window. But yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to seeing how they progress the story with Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
And again, maybe they'll even hint to, like, you know, them saying, well, there's other Ghost Riders out there.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because in the comics...
So then he actually really isn't the real Ghost Rider.
Well, in the comics, they discuss all that. They discuss that there's Ghost Riders.
Yeah.
You know? So, and over the years, you know, people have become the Ghost Rider at certain points.
Yeah.
So, I would like to see if maybe they mention something, or like, hey, there's another Ghost Rider over here that I'm gonna meet up with. Vengeance. Bye, I'll see you later, see you next season.
Vengeance.
Vengeance would look cool, man.
Yes.
That would, he's a 90s, like, you know, creation. And a lot of people might not like him because
why?
Well, no, because there's people that have liked comics from like the 70s or 80s.
Yeah.
That feel like, okay, the characters that were developed in the 90s
should
are like just, they're silly.
Man, come on, man. But I've heard of people like that before.
I've run into people like that all the time. But Vengeance is one of those few that he just looked like the Venom Ghost Rider.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like the anti-Ghost Rider.
And he fit, man.
Yeah. He looked really cool. I'm hoping that maybe they give like little nods to stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the rest of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at some point anyway.
That'd be kinda cool. Some dude turns around and he's like, vengeance is not. Like, he just keeps saying vengeance is, you know.
With a vengeance. Hey guys, I'm going to go to the store. With a vengeance.
To the store.
Hey, I got to go to the bathroom real quick. With a vengeance. No,
just
he whispers it. And
just walk around. Walk away. Yeah.
So that, I just wanted to kind of touch base bring it back up.
We talked about the
Ghost Rider stuff. Yeah. Because I know we kind of left it right before Ghost Rider was going to come out.
Yeah.
On Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So I just thought I'd bring it back up and see, give people an update to what I thought about it.
You're welcome.
Next up, we're going to talk a little bit about Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. Now, I just saw this movie this morning.
Uh-huh.
The whole family went, and, you know, my son was really, like, into wanting to see. He's been wanting to see it for, like, weeks and weeks already.
Yeah.
Sees the preview, he was like, oh, man, it's so cool. I'm like, that looks kind of creepy, dude.
Is this one of those movies that was, like, a book?
It was a book before.
Okay.
It was a book by Ransom Riggs.
These books keep like going under the radar and making millions and then hits. And
that's how it is, man.
But like, I never met one person who's read that book and just go, man, I can't wait for them to make this movie.
Well, a lot of people that read the books have that opposite effect. They're like,
they don't tell anybody.
They're like, I hope they don't make this a movie. Because they,
people
are like very protective of the, you know, books and stuff like
you
that.
You know, Jay's the only one person that is not like that. She's always like, I can't wait till they make, you know, was it 50 Shades of Grey?
I can't wait.
I'm so lightheaded, man. So I'm like, yeah, I'm doing stuff.
But anyway, so saw that this morning. Turned out to be really great, man. It's a Tim Burton movie, so already right there, you kind of get the feel mm-hmm. of it. And, like I said, you know, my son wanted to go see it. Matthew wanted to go see it. And I was kind of like, really? You want to see that?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, it looks really, really creepy. I'm like, what kind of kid are you?
My son.
But as we got in there, you know, we started watching the movie. It turned out to be really great. Like I said, it reminded me a lot of X-Men.
Yeah.
Because you have, like, this
school
or, like, this home.
Which X-Men?
Just X-Men in general.
Oh.
Not any movie, just the characters of X-Men.
What I was getting at was like more like the first class X-Men or like the...
No, just know? X-Men in general. Like, because these kids are in a house with this, you know, headmistress, and, you know, they all have, like, powers,
yeah.
basically, you know? So the feel of it felt very comic book X-Men, you know, type of stuff. Yeah. Except it was, they each had, like, this very, like, weird and creepy, you know, power. Like, one of them could float, so she always had to wear, like, lead shoes.
The one in the commercial, the dude had a rope tie.
Yeah. There's two twins that always have their face covered.
They make now, those pops.
Now, just looking at the characters, though, you know, it reminds you of those old photos,
mm-hmm.
you know, that look very creepy, like from back in the day. That's what the characters look like.
I know what this reminds me now.
What?
You remember, okay, remember when the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen came out?
Yeah.
It's like the League of Extraordinary Kids, but X-Men, like how you mentioned.
yeah, you know basically. I mean, all that kind of feeds back into X-Men, too. So, but yeah, so one of them, you know, like I said, there's a little girl that's very strong.
Really?
Yeah, one of them that has this weird mouth in the back of her head.
Oh, I've seen
that. She picks up her hair and it's like sharp teeth and stuff like that. And then there's an invisible boy and stuff like that. So
what do they do?
These?
Yeah, the twins.
Well, they show up at the end. Like, the whole movie, they don't do much. Right. They just cover it all the time. And,
spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
So I want to know.
Towards the end, they pick up their mask, and there's, like, the weird lizard faces that make people into stone. Right. Like a Medusa effect, you know? Okay.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But man, it was super interesting, man. But it had this creepy like story to it, about these people that are after these, you know, they call them peculiars.
Mm-hmm.
And they turn into like these weird demons or these weird monsters that have no eyes. They just have a mouth, and they're long and lanky,
mm-hmm.
and they have, like, you know, long arms, long legs, and they're huge. They have, like, these tentacles and all that stuff. I was like, wow, this is borderline, like, for kids. This is, like, a borderline
thing for kids shit movies. Right there, and they're thinking about this stuff.
Fucking Tim Burton, man. Like,
he
adapted it. Yes, from a book. Okay. He got it from a book, but the look of it is very Tim Burton.
You know what? I was gonna ask. Did he do any of them, like the little cutscenes where they show like the kind of like the Edward Scissorhands part where they show, unless they showed claymation or some little scene where something got sewed together or something was put together.
You know, there is a little bit of claymation in it though.
There is
a little bit. Hmm. There's one moment where one of the kids is like, oh, check out what I'm doing. He's like making stuff, right? And the camera looks at what he's making. He's making, like, this doll.
Yeah.
It has, like, a knife hand. And it's stitched up very, like, bits and pieces of everything.
Yeah.
And he puts a little heart in the thing, and it comes to life.
Wow.
And then there's another little creation that he made. It's, like, a doll head. Kind of like on Toy Story.
Oh, yeah.
The doll head with the little spider legs. Yeah. And this one has, like, another, like, a harpoon hand or something like that. And they're fighting. And the other one stabs the other one. I was like, whoa, man. So so they start, like I said, these creatures, they're feeding off these other people, and they take their eyes out. Like, they have to eat their eyes.
Really?
So you have people that get killed or whatever that are eyeless. You just see the eye sockets. And I'm like, wow. Like, I thought it was really cool, but again, borderline for a kid's movie. Matthew had asked me, he goes, oh, what are they doing? And they showed like a plate full of eyeballs.
Oh.
Yeah. And these things are just like, they're just eating them. And I was like, he goes, what is that? I was like, they're eating eyeballs. He goes, ugh. So right there, you got the reaction like, okay, might be a little much.
For a kid.
But it was great. I dug it, man. It had a really cool message. The headmistress in there, like you said, you know, she, I'm like, oh my God, I can't remember her name, but she's always in everything else that she's done. I think she's been in Penny Dreadful, which is another like horror type show on Showtime. Yeah. She always has that creepiness to her.
I can't stand that.
Like that creepy vibe, like her eyes, the way she looks, the way she smiles.
Head, dude. I can't get past
that. She just has like this And I think I might have said it before in passing. I was like, man, she belongs like in a Tim Burton movie. Like, you know, in a Tim Burton thing. Because she looked very much like a creation of his. But movie turned out really great, man. If you're a fan of horror, especially this is October 1st.
Oh, yeah.
So right now it is the time to go watch that movie. You know, if you want to go have like a horror light kind of, you know, kind of a film experience. Perfect. If the kids, if you're going to take kids, make sure they're a little bit older, maybe like 7, 8, maybe. Anything younger than that, they'll probably get freaked out.
Couldn't do it. Just take them to it.
Because some of that stuff, it's a bit much. But it was really cool, though. I like the design of everything, the design of the features in there.
Stop being like that, all right?
What? Stop being like what?
No, stop being protective. Let these people go get scared, all right?
Hey, people can go get scared. Kids? It's not, I don't know. Little kids, not for that.
Man, let them take kids over there and watch the movie.
No. I would suggest not to.
John, how are you going
to
take John that suggests from them?
Yes.
I mean, come on. Because we watched, you know, yeah, scary movie when we were little.
And I got the shit scared out of me.
And it was good. It was, like, really good.
So, okay. Alrighty. There's a divide. All right. What we think. I think, you know, certain things, like horror movies. I was going to show Dominique when she was a little younger. I was going to show her Child's Play, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I made the decision to watch it myself first. And for one, obviously, Chucky is very foul-mouthed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She's little. I don't want her to
be hearing all that watch stuff. It first?
Yeah.
The first time you watch
it? No. But re-watch it before.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, it had been a long time since I saw it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it got to the very end, and where he's burned up or whatever. I think it was right before he got burned up. And the mom finds out that Chucky is alive, or he starts attacking her
in
the house by the fireplace. And the words that came out of Chucky's mouth made me just go, all right, she can't watch this. You fucking bitch, you fucking whore. Yeah. Like, nah, she ain't watching
it. I think it was where he's banging on the...
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And you see his little legs kicked out. That was funny to me.
Oh, hey, did you... if you look, man, and just like how David mentioned, on that part right there where he's in the chimney, if you look, you can see the guy, like the puppeteer.
Oh, controlling it?
No. It's like the doll standing there, and he has his hands... And then, like, his legs are connected.
You know what? I want to say I think I remember hearing about that. Like I never
like
saw
he's wearing black velvet or something. So you can see because the doll looks stupid. Just you know,
movie mistakes.
Yeah, I never saw that. And then when I saw, I was like,
man. It's just like on Gladiator when they had that gladiator
tiger.
No, the thing in the where they're racing, and you see one of the chariots like you know launch whatever go sideways. Uh-huh. The cover, there's a cover in the inside of it. When it flips, it falls off, and you see a compressor tank.
And he's like, yeah. I'm going to go back. Man. Thank you.
And there's actually another one in Gladiator 2 where I think it's when Maximus is in the middle of the arena.
Uh-huh.
And if there's a shot that shows all like the crowd and all that stuff. If you look to the very left, there's a guy in jeans standing there.
No way. Man, come on.
Yeah. Like, how did you guys leave that in there? Like, seriously. I mean, we could, like, go into it. You know, like, there's been so many movie mistakes. Actually, you know what? Maybe next podcast.
We need to talk about movie mistakes.
Yeah, we'll do that next podcast for sure.
Let me go ahead and write this shit down.
But, yeah, so back to... Miss Peregrine's.
It was a good movie.
It was a good movie. It was great. Again, you know, we have the divide of what we think about, you know, as far as, you know, kids and stuff like that. But, but you know, use your own judgment. I'll say that. But, you know, how about that? we meet in the middle. Okay?
Yeah, we're there.
All right. So next up, we're going to talk a little bit about a project that I remember hearing about this about a year ago, that Valiant Comics. Mm-hmm. Was, I guess, starting to try to get into the entertainment, you know, business.
Yeah.
As far as, like, you know, TV shows and movies and stuff like that. They made an announcement that they wanted to make movies, basically, comic book movies. And right off the bat, I will say that Valiant has always been, like, the lower tier for me as far as, you know, comics.
Yeah.
They never really interested me. Yeah. I knew of them, and I knew some of their characters, like Exo Manowar.
Like, yeah, that one always stood out.
Yeah, Bloodshot and stuff like that. Ninjak, I think, was another one. But
Ninjak?
He's like a ninja guy. His name is Jack, okay? He's a ninja named Jack, okay? I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. But, see, I know of the character. I don't know, you know, his backstory, nothing like that.
Nah, man. I meant, like just kind of describe him to me, man.
He looks like a ninja.
You know what, Dave? I don't even care anymore, man. Just John.
He looks like, what's his name from G.I. Joe?
Which one?
Ninja.
Snake Eyes?
Yeah.
That Snake one, Eyes. Yeah. That one.
He looks like Snake Eyes a little bit.
Or Storm Shadow.
But except, no, because he has dark clothes on. Uh-huh. But he has no visor, so you see his eyes. And the top of his head isn't covered, so you see his hair.
Okay,
stuff like that.
I think I know what you're talking about.
But anyway, so they're trying to get into the movie making business, as you know, because who isn't nowadays? DC, Marvel, they wanted to. Eventually.
Eventually.
So they wanted to get into the movie biz, and I had heard this a while back that they're trying to write all these scripts to make a universe.
Yeah.
You know, with all their characters.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like, again, like everybody else is trying to make universes. So I was kind of like, oh, okay. It's not really it wasn't really important to me. So I just kind of didn't even think about it. And apparently now they pretty much have the ball rolling. They're filming stuff right now for all these movies. And they teamed up with Bat in the Sun. To film, I don't know if a lot of these things, or if it's just one project, but Bat in the Sun is the company that is well known for a superpower beatdown.
Yeah.
You know, where you see, like, the Batman versus Predator.
Or, yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
The big names going at it.
So, they do some really good work.
They do.
They do some really good work, but I don't, I'll just come right out and say, I don't see it being, like, movie theater quality. Yeah.
Is it really like web
series quality? I don't know if it is.
Or is it like directed Blu-ray?
I don't know yet. That's probably what they're hoping for, is to hit it, to have it hit theaters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it would be wise to, though.
Or theater.
Theaters. And now that you say that, I would like to know which part of the country says theaters and which part of the country says theaters.
Theaters.
Stuff like that. Tomato, tomato. Potato, potato.
You know what? I never thought about the theaters and theaters.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But anyway.
Damn.
Back on track, okay?
Another one.
Back on track. So they announced this thing. And then, you know, there's been many people that have worked with Bat in the Sun. So, little by little, I started seeing people saying something about Valiant this, Valiant that, all the people that they worked with in the past. And then, you know, people were being very secretive about stuff. And then Jason David Frank kind of starts, like, saying, oh, I got to, you know, brush up on my history or something, and it's a bunch of Valiant comics. You know?
I don't know.
Stuff like that. And then the guy that plays Batman for them,
Bat
and Son, he did the same thing, like, oh, you know, brushing up on some Valiant stuff. And at first, I thought it was just, like, Valiant was being cool and, like, giving them comics or whatever.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're, you know, they're tapped in for this universe thing that they're doing. Now, I don't know how they're doing it. If they're doing individual movies or if they're going to do, like, maybe, like, one Avengers-type movie, you know, where they bring them all together and then split them all apart into,
how many are,
you know,
there?
Spin-off movie. Dude, there's, like, about six or seven characters.
Really?
Like, main characters that they have, you know, but and then, you know,
oh well,
they're being very secretive. Jason David Frank was like, okay, you know, got this new secret project with Valiant. I'm like, okay, he's gonna be in this thing then, you know, he's gonna be in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he never really said which character. He was being very secretive about it, but then this was about a couple months ago, and everybody else was being very secretive, and then Jason David Frank decides to go hashtag crazy and starts putting Bloodshot State of Mind and Bloodshot this, you know, or every so often he'll put a Bloodshot hashtag. And then it was one of those instances where It's like, okay, they're going to make an announcement at New York City Comic Con about the secret project nobody knows about.
Yeah.
You know, but he'd been, like, hashtagging it all along, you know. And then people were, like, being very coy about it. Like, oh, I wonder who's so-and-so is going to be. Who could I be? I don't know. You don't know. You know, it's a mystery, guys. You're going to find out at New York City Comic Con.
I seen videos of him practicing with the katana.
Yeah.
I've seen him... The comic thing.
Yeah, you see?
Had the comics.
And then the Bloodshot one will be right up front.
Yeah. Something like that. And then just the whole Valiant.
And it's like, dude, it's supposed to be a secret.
Yeah.
Everybody else involved has been very good about not saying a word about who they're going to be. You know? And then it's one of those things, Jason David Frank was hashtagging all this stuff, posting all these things. They're like, well, who am I going to be? You don't know. It's going to be at New York City Comic Con. Like, we all know already, dude.
And when you see it...
Okay, whatever. And then, okay, New York City Comic Con is on October 8th, I think. It's next weekend. It's next weekend. I don't know what that is, but...
10, 11, 12.
Something like that, yeah. But it's next weekend for sure, and they were going to make the announcement. Well, somebody blew their load, and... showed the first look of him already.
Okay. That's not supposed to be out.
Well, I don't know. Okay. Valiant made the decision to go ahead and put it out early, but it kind of ruins the surprise of things. You know, this is actually a variant cover to a Bloodshot comic.
Okay.
I think it's Bloodshot number 14, and they're going to be giving that away at New York City Comic Con. Now, with all that being said, like, you know, that they screwed up the surprise and all that stuff, he still looks cool. I think he looks cool. I think he looks like Ryan Bloodshot. Reynolds. You know what? He kind of does.
He's like Ryan Reynolds from the Wolverine movie, the Deadpool. Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, he kind of does, actually. I think I haven't kept up with Bloodshot lately.
Doesn't look like that.
I don't know what he looks like.
Not like that.
He doesn't look tactical like that?
No, not really.
Because I remember old Bloodshot from the 90s where he was very, like, samurai looking. No shirt at all.
Yeah, he don't have a shirt. Yeah. He still doesn't have a shirt and everything.
But, see, well, I don't know if they're... Because this comic is called Bloodshot Reborn. So I don't know if it's, like, a revamped version of Bloodshot or whatever. Reborn. But, I mean, he looks cool. I think he looks decent. This is all, you know, computer coloring and stuff like that, you can tell.
Yeah.
But he doesn't look bad.
No.
He doesn't look bad. I did see some videos of him, like, practicing and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah?
And, I mean, he looks... he's got
the stunt... In the get-up?
No, not in the get-up.
Oh, okay.
But he looks like he has the stunt work down, you know, like all the fight scenes and stuff like that. So I'm kind of pumped to see that. If anything, I'm looking forward to the fight scenes with Jason David Frank. Because I know he can go.
Will he do the
Jason David Frank kick?
Oh, that and all his, like, his memorable little...
Probably. Maybe not. I don't know.
Just like, can he keep his mouth closed when he fights? You know what I mean? Well, I mean,
keep your mouth shut when you fight?
Well, nothing disrespectful or anything like that, but he makes a lot of sounds. That's what they do, right? When you practice or
I think
whatever.
I think he could do it. With no problem, and I don't think that he would make this. I think it would pull that character too close to Tommy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And like, I think they want to, you know, differentiate them.
Remember,
you know, a whole bunch. So yeah, so I think, you know, I mean, he looks cool. That's a positive. I until I see a trailer or something, I don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
The other person that's going to be a part of it also is John Hennigan. Which is Johnny Nitro in WWE. He was that dude that looked like guy from The Doors. Man, what is wrong with my brain today? Like, seriously, I cannot remember anybody.
The guy from The Doors?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? John...
John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah.
But you know who I'm talking about, though.
Yeah.
So, he kind of looks like him. He had, like, the big fur coat on all the time. So, anyway, that guy is going to be a part of this thing, too.
Okay, I know. Okay, now I know you. Wasn't he in a tag team?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Eminem, I think that's what they're called.
Yeah.
It was Mercury and...
Venus. I'm telling, what is wrong with my head right now? Dude, I cannot remember anything.
Man, I can't help you either right now.
Wow. Okay. Anyway,
I just got him out of town.
He's a wrestler. He's a
actually,
he's still a wrestler. He wrestles for Lucha Underground right now.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Rey Mysterio is wrestling for Lucha Underground.
Wait, I thought he was gonna make his debut back in WWE. What happened?
I don't know. I mean, that he was accident prone, like injury prone. I mean, for a long time.
I remember you saying that, and last week we were in downtown and.
You saw Rey Mysterio?
A friend of ours, he does the announcing for ROW, or what's it called?
Reality of Wrestling?
Reality of Wrestling. And he does the announcing, the announcer and everything. And he ran into a buddy of his, and he was like, hey, man, and this, he mentioned one thing, and that guy just unloaded so many names. Like, I've never heard of, and then other wrestling organizations out there. And then he mentioned Rey, and he said, he goes, man, Ray's gotten big, man.
He has.
And he goes, I can't wait for him to come back. And the only thing I can think of is when we were talking about it, I was like, man, he's accident prone. And I was like, man, that would suck if he just got hurt again. You know?
I mean, I think he's probably getting huge. Like, the way he... I mean, literally, he's huge. Like, he's probably in the best shape that I've ever seen him.
Damn.
He's huge and he's cut.
Really?
Yeah. And he's probably getting in that shape so that way he doesn't get hurt again. Anymore. You know? It's pretty crazy. It's pretty impressive, you know, how big he's gotten. But yeah, he signed a new contract just recently with Lucha Underground. So he's wrestling for them. I don't know how much. I've yet to really see the show. I hear it's really fun and real like a Tarantino, not Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez type of, thing. It is on his network, you know.
That's pretty cool. Then.
So yeah, so I'm really excited to actually check out Lucha Underground, see how Rey Mysterio is doing there. But, so, you know, back to the Valiant thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm kind of like, again, like I said, if I don't, until I see a trailer or more stuff about it, or maybe I guess after New York City Comic Con when they announce who's who.
They may.
You know, then it might excite me a little bit more.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
I don't know. Little Diddy. My Jack and Diane. Stupid. I don't know. That was the first John besides you that came to mind.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Again, maybe after they announce who's who, I'm going to get a little bit more excited, and I'd have to maybe go back and read, you know, some of the old Valiant stuff or some of the stuff that's coming out, so that way I can kind of know what all this is. But as of right now, I'm still kind of like, okay. Even with Jason David Frank there as Bloodshot, I'm still kind of like, oh, all right. I mean, I'm excited.
Yeah, I know.
I want to see it because I'm excited about the fighting.
When I saw that, I didn't like, you know, stand up out of my seat. You know,
what?
Let me put this back down. I just...
whoa. What?
Swipe. Slowly.
Close out the phone. I mean, again, I'm not super excited. I'm interested. I'm curious. Yeah. I'm not super excited like maybe other people are right now. Because not a lot of people know these characters.
What?
You know? What? So we're going to go ahead and move on from that. And actually, we're going to segue right back into wrestling. Talk a little bit about Impact Wrestling.
Segue sounds like a wrestler move.
It does. It is. Oh, he hit him with the segue. What the hell? What the hell?
Damn that segue.
And then he's just showing old guy on a segue hitting somebody. So, talk a little bit about Impact Wrestling. Impact Wrestling has been... they've had their troubles for a very long time.
Is that the one with the octagon ring?
Yeah, the six-sided ring.
Right. I mean, I haven't watched that much of that stuff.
And, I haven't watched much of it lately. The only stuff that I've watched, because it was so absurd, was the Hardy stuff.
Oh.
That's why. Brother Nero!
That's you.
I knew you'd come.
He's all Mexican now, like, and then he's all Latino.
Like, it's so weird, dude. But apparently, people like this stuff. They've already had like three or four different matches like that already that are like pre-filmed and edited and all that stuff. People are liking it, and I don't know why. Maybe because it's so silly.
Yeah.
I don't know. But apparently
we're getting a little bit off track, but apparently WWE is looking at Matt Hardy to bring Matt Hardy back.
No way.
And the, just rumor right now, but they're talking about bringing that character that he's that he is now into the WWE. I'm like, no. It's terrible, man.
It is. It's pretty bad.
It's so bad. And I think now Jeff Hardy has joined the fold. So he's kind of like weird too now. I'm like, oh, God. My creatures. And all this stuff. It's so weird. And then apparently I think I'd seen a picture just recently that Gangrel showed up.
Nah.
Yeah, so they like reformed the Brood.
Oh, God. All right, cool, I guess.
You know, that was a cool little,
you know,
thing of nostalgia, but...
What I thought you were going to say is that, okay, Matt come back, and then maybe if they were to bring Jeff back, Jeff could, he could wrestle that dude with the makeup, the one that does, like, the Venom and the Carnage and all that stuff.
Oh, Finn Balor. That would actually be a good match. Jeff Hardy isn't as agile anymore as he used to be. But I think that would be an amazing match to see. I think that'd be really cool. I've heard that Jeff Hardy, if he ever comes back, I want to fight The Undertaker at WrestleMania. Like, dude, you're nowhere near back yet, so you have no say so in that.
He really said that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were getting in line.
It's like, dude, like, kind of okay. You're putting the bar up here, okay? Like. You're like, right now, you're way down here.
And somebody that already retired, you know. Is
and I don't know. I mean, I hope that if they do decide to bring him, I'm all for them bringing back the Hardys. But have them be regular guys.
Yeah, you know?
Not this crazy shit that they've been doing. but anyway, so Impact Wrestling has had its, like, ups and downs. Mainly more downs than ups.
Damn.
Oh, I'm serious. Oh, what? But over the years, you know, there's always been rumblings of, oh, you know, they're going to sell the company. Or they don't have enough money to pay the wrestlers, you know, for the show.
Yeah.
This past week, it got really bad. Like, they had no... Their biggest pay-per-view of the year is Bound for Glory, okay. Which is basically like their WrestleMania. You know, and they started, this is just from hearsay, people, you know, saying these things, whatever. Nobody knows for sure, because a company's not going to say, yeah, we did do that, you know. but they were saying that wrestlers were getting their airline tickets canceled.
What?
To come in for the show. And matches were being cut from the show to see if they could accommodate, like, the time, you know. Because if they go over, then it's that much more money.
Yeah.
You know, and then there was rumbling saying that people were like, well, they don't even have the funding to even put the pay-per-view on.
Oh, shit.
So, I think everybody, like, the, you know, company themselves were scrambling to try to find funding.
What if they do what the Hardys did? The whole pay-per-view... is that bullshit played out stuff and all edited and everything and they just slapped that on TV and
everybody that'd be
paid,
terrible.
Like, paid $60 and then that shit comes on, you're like, what?
That would be terrible, dude. But you know, so they are having this issue, and okay, just so you know, mm-hmm. Billy Corgan is half owner.
What? Really?
Yeah, I was waiting for that. Yeah, Billy Corgan is half owner of Impact Wrestling. He's a huge wrestling fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Huge. He used to show up on ECW back in the day too. Just kind of like coming in.
Yeah.
But he actually got himself involved somehow in Impact Wrestling. And now he's like the general manager on TV. Like, he comes out on TV.
Really?
All the time.
Wow.
And apparently he's been doing these interviews saying... kind of hinting at they might be having issues here and there.
Oh.
You know, people were saying that WWE is probably in line to buy them out and stuff like that.
Oh, man.
Why would you WWE is crazy like that, though.
Why would you buy a dead dog?
I mean, like a dying dog. See, what they would do, though, and this is totally from a business standpoint, they would buy the company
mm-hmm.
and shut it all down. what they'd be basically buying is their video library.
Yeah.
So people like AJ Styles, that's now in WWE,
yeah,
they could show footage from him,
yeah,
back in TNA.
And profit off of
him. Yeah.
And,
or they could put out Best of TNA Volume 1, you know, that kind of stuff.
So it, what is it? It's TNA.
Well, it's TNA, but they now just call it Impact Wrestling. It went from NWA TNA back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I used to watch. That's when it was shit. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And then it went to just TNA Wrestling because they separated themselves from the NWA. And then it went to TNA Wrestling or TNA Impact. And then now it's just Impact Wrestling.
Man.
Yeah, so they've changed. Again, I'm telling you, they've gone through so many like changes and iterations of that company. It's crazy.
It is.
You look at the show now, like if you were to see it now, it's been a while since I've seen it, but the last time I did see it, I was looking at WCW back from the 90s.
But all lame.
Yeah.
WCW was cool.
I don't know about that.
Hey, come on.
WCW had its moments.
Nah, man, it was
cool. It had its good moments. A lot of times, oh my God, one of the worst was... just think, when I said worst moment, this moment just popped into my head. It was of Hollywood Hogan, where he was getting chased around by Ultimate Warrior. Like a phantom Ultimate Warrior. You're rolling your eyes. And he was in the dressing room. In his dressing room, he's like, oh, I got away. You know, I got away from him. And he's in front of like this mirror with like lights and all that stuff. And he looks up. And it's like Ultimate Warrior, like through the mirror, like, ah! Yeah, like, yeah. What? What? So that was not good.
No.
There's been plenty more moments like that. But there's also been some really great moments in WCW. Also.
Wrestlers become ghosts and stuff. Like, come on, man.
Oh, my God. Or when... The other moment that pops into my mind is whenever Goldberg would always get whenever he would get tased, he'd get tased and he wouldn't react immediately, and then it'd be like 2 or 3 seconds later, moments like that. It was stuff like that. It was just insane. But so yeah, I would say Impact Wrestling isn't gonna be sticking around very long.
We're gonna chuck the deuce to them.
I hope WWE does buy them, because at least they'll get that footage.
Yeah, sure, dude. Got that, what is it called, the WWE access, and you just want to watch that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what? I hope they do buy them out. Dude. I hope they all lose their jobs and everybody gets canned. Billy Corgan goes back playing music.
He still does play music, I think. But no, I mean, because honestly, if another company, or if they just totally just don't do anything with it, that footage is going to go to like a collections agency, you know, and that's like wrestling history also.
Yeah.
The main stuff that I want to see is from their early years, you know, that TNA did. All the other stuff that's like now, that can go away.
I didn't even know that show was still on, man.
It's still on. It's moved like from 4 different TV stations.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there's been so much, like, that's how you know that there's something wrong.
Is it like on public access now or something?
No. It's on some channel called Pop TV. I've never heard of that channel. I've never come across it. So that's also another reason why I haven't seen it, like, you know, seen an episode of Impact Wrestling at all, because I channel surf, and that just, either I don't have the channel, I haven't checked, or it's just way down the line, like in the thousands somewhere.
Wait, you got thousands? Gonna come
across it. I think I have a couple.
I think mine's like
a couple thousand channels.
6 or 7 22? 22. That's having a can with like copper coil around the... That's that kind of cable.
But we're going to let it move on from wrestling, because, I mean, again, I could talk about wrestling forever, cause especially with Impact Wrestling. It's just so convoluted, so weird. But we're gonna talk a little bit about Resident Evil 7. Resident Evil 7, they just released like about a couple weeks ago, released a new demo. It's an update for the demo that was already there on the PlayStation Network. That demo was only available to PlayStation Plus users for a very long time, so I kept forgetting to renew my PlayStation Plus, and I just never got around to doing it. I never got around to playing it. So when they did the update, they released it for everybody now, like on PlayStation. On PlayStation, I think. But I got a chance to play it. It's called the Twilight update, I think, or something like that, Twilight version. And basically what you get to do in this version is explore the house that was originally in there just a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I will say it's pretty creepy. You know, my first playthrough, I was like, oh my God. Like, my blood pressure was going up.
Damn.
After playing through it a couple of times, I was like, okay, I know where all these things are. It doesn't creep me out anymore. Just like PT, I can run through PT real quick now. You know, the Silent Hills demo?
Are you for real?
Yeah, I can run through it real quick now with no problem. So this demo, it actually lets you open up another upstairs. Like, there's an attic area in the house. It actually lets you open up a secondary attic area. It's an attic within the attic. Okay.
There's two rooms on top of each other.
Basically, what it is, you go up the stairs, and then there's this, but you have to get certain things, and then there's a button you press, and it releases a switch that brings stairs down. You go up there. Now, previously, you know, all the stuff that I had seen, like the walkthroughs and stuff, I still couldn't grasp at the plot details of it. Like, you know, how is this going to connect to Resident Evil, you know? Because it looks so different.
It does.
It feels like a ghost story, you know, for the most part.
Yeah.
So I didn't know exactly how they were going to do it. When you go up that second attic, there's actually a photo on a desk.
It explains everything?
Not really.
Oh.
You pick up the photo, and it's of a helicopter, and it has the Umbrella logo on it. So I'm like, okay, so Umbrella's still involved somehow.
Yeah.
There's a phone rings up there, and when you pick it up, when you pick it up, there's a woman that's talking.
What are you wearing?
I'm in the first floor basement.
Walk down slowly.
But no, it's a woman that answers, right? And it sounds a lot like Ada.
Okay.
And she's talking about, she's like, have you noticed the doors or something like that? You know, they're all locked. You know, they're locked for a reason. But, no, she says every door, there's always an entrance to every door. Every door can be opened.
Mm-hmm.
But some doors need to stay locked. And then she said, for now. Okay. And she hangs up the phone. And then when you hang up the phone, you take one step and you turn around and there's an old man that grabs you and says, welcome to the family. And he knocks you out, right?
Oh, that was from the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing that happens. Usually, it happens downstairs, right?
Man, it's in full of my eyes.
It's your fingers. Get your fingers out of your eye.
Some mesmerizing, like...
So, in this trailer, it happens upstairs after you answer the phone, right?
Uh-huh.
So, if you don't answer the phone, because I played through it again, and I didn't answer the phone exactly, there's another room, and there's a ladder... Yeah, you keep going up, stairs, ladders. There's a ladder, and it leads up to a window. And this window has a lock on it. And you can find that. I think there's like a basement key in there. There's another key. But they don't really, like, there's no basement that you can go into.
I thought you were going to say, like, there's a basement, and then there's a second basement.
There's a sub-basement. And then, like, a small ditch that's, like, a little lower. No, but, there's these keys that you can find, but they don't unlock anything. So that leads me to believe that there's going to be another update.
Okay.
At some point. And it's going to open up more
of
the house.
That shouldn't be open.
Probably, yeah. So, and then I saw some more gameplay footage of Resident Evil 7. And it almost looks like there's like a secret ending to it. I haven't gotten to it yet, but I've seen it.
In every Resident Evil game.
Yeah, but I've seen it. I've seen people play through it and get the secret ending where they have you, I guess they capture you, and it's a family. Very Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, yeah.
There's even like...
These are the trailers.
There's even like a dead like person, like an older, you know, lady or guy sitting in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
just like in, you know, this in the second one.
Yeah.
Very much the same. Trying to feed you food. You know, and it's body parts.
Yeah.
You know? And so they're doing that, but they try to feed you, you know, the person, the food. He, like, swats it away or, like, spits it out or something like that. And the woman freaks out.
Yeah.
You know, what? No, he's not eating the food. He's not eating the food. I made it
for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not eating the food. And then they I think they cut off his finger or something
Yeah, he cuts his finger. And then the son makes, like, a...
He tries to do something. They fucking stabs his head or something. Now, that leads me to believe that there's a virus within that food or, like, within meat or something. That they're trying to get this person to become one of them.
One of them, yeah.
Because that's why the guy said, welcome to the family. You know? And these people seem superhuman.
Fucking, yeah.
In a way. Because something like that, like a hand getting chopped off or cut open... Didn't really, I mean, it fazed him, but he says, not again.
Yeah, he does, yeah, and he walks off.
Yeah, so, what, they can, like, re-heal themselves or something over time? There was some more gameplay footage that I think they showed, actually in that trailer that you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
where they show the old man busting out of a car on fire. He's walking to fire.
Yeah.
And that leads me to believe also that maybe he's, like, this new nemesis character for the game. That he keeps popping up.
Los Plagas.
I think it's like an offshoot of that, though. Because that's what they...
Just doesn't go
that's what they reminded me of. You know, a lot.
The villagers.
And so there... It starts to kind of tie in a little bit. Especially with that footage that they showed. I'm like, okay, that kind of makes a little bit more sense. Now, I wonder how they're going to bring Umbrella back into it.
Well, no, Umbrella's already been brought.
Well...
You don't remember?
No.
Umbrella was, okay, what was the name of that other company? Do you remember the other company?
No, I don't.
Remember the BSAA or BSSA or whatever they are.
BSAA,
they were, like, the new, like, tactical force that was going against, like, all these other...
Stars unit, basically.
Basically, yeah. And so these are the guys that are going up against all these other companies. And they mentioned the name of this company. It first starts off in Resident Evil 5.
They're like an offshoot of Umbrella.
Umbrella, yeah. And I think in part 6 or whatever, whichever one it was, they explained basically that it was always Umbrella. That company was always...
Man, yeah.
We're being attacked. It's a little net. Right. But technically, that company, it was always Umbrella.
Yeah, because, I mean, Wesker was still working with him, I think.
Yeah.
Right? So, more or less, yeah, it was, okay, all right, I do remember that.
So, they're, like, they've been around, you know?
They've been underground.
Yeah!
In the basement.
Second.
In the basement's basement. But, see, now it has me a little bit more excited,
uh-huh.
you know, for Resident Evil 7, because... Now I'm intrigued a little bit more as to, like, how the story's gonna come about. Now, the one thing that I still don't know how it connects, there's a ghost scenario within this demo.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you... That's how you get the secret ending. That's how you do it. When you pop in the videotape, you become, like, this, like, ghost hunting crew or something like that. It goes into this house.
Like Luigi's Mansion?
Yeah, kind of, I guess. So during this time you have to encounter 7 ghosts. Like, when you turn around, like, it'll just be a quick flash of, like, a ghost. Or if you look up at a certain, it'll be a quick flash of a ghost, like, upside down or something like that.
Yeah.
And once you see all 7, that's how you get the secret ending. I can't get it, man. I know where they're all at now, but I cannot get them all to appear. Like, there'll be times where I'll get, like, 4 out of 7, or, like, I think one time I got 6, and I couldn't get the last one. I'm like, shit.
Sucks.
And when that happens, you have to stop the videotape, pop it out, pop it back in, and then redo it again. You know what I mean? So you have to keep doing it. It's weird. But, so yeah, I don't know how that's going to fit in, or if that's even going to fit into the story. Because Resident Evil has never been a ghost story. No. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not even going to show up in the game. And this was just kind of like for the demo. Like an extra little thing for the demo.
Or okay. they do a Metal Gear did. Like what? Like half the shit. What was it?
Oh, it was like different. It was like like completely different
than what it was. Like okay.
I actually, you know what? I wouldn't mind that though. Like,
Resident Evil 7. Oh, this ain't it. This was just something else. Here goes Resident Evil 7.
I wouldn't mind that. I think that would be kind of cool though. Have something different, you know?
Well, I mean, okay. Don't you think that this game would have something to do with the new movie coming out, you know, Return to Raccoon City, stuff like that, you know, at least something like
that. Maybe like a hint to something.
A little tie-in. They've done it before in video games and movies in the past.
It's quite possible.
I think they might do it.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's quite possible. Okay.
Oh, okay.
But the one thing that I'm really excited for is trying this game in PlayStation VR.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be made for PlayStation VR also.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So that has me. It's gonna be interesting to have a Resident Evil game that's first person the entire thing, but I think that's gonna like make the scariness of it, the horror aspect of it, even better. You know,
so I mean, first person the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I played that little bit, like the first time that I played it through, I jumped. You know, like I freaked out. Like in a couple moments, I was like, no.
Resident Evil 5 was that close to being a first person.
Yeah,
it was like that close, man. And
but
then,
they
went on ahead and did the
and first person. I think the first person, you know, view had a lot to do with the way PT Silent Hills was, you know, received and stuff like that. And they're probably like, well, we got to do the same thing. That's being canceled.
Yeah.
Let us, you know, take charge. Yeah.
Do that shit.
Is Konami like, put your hand aside. I got this, all right? But yeah, so I'm really excited to experience PlayStation VR. I've never put on a VR headset. So I don't even know how it is.
The feel, yeah.
Yeah, the feel of it, the movement. I have no idea. So I'm going to try my best to get PlayStation VR when it comes out.
Dude.
It's already coming out like in 2 weeks, I think.
Okay. That game, that system, I guess. Oh, not system, but that VR and all that stuff. I think you'd literally have to be in a room with the doors closed because I'm sure you're gonna get loud because you got to have your headset on or I guess listen to...
Again, paranoid... Me, you know, I'd be like, okay, y'all need to make sure y'all are somewhere else because I don't want nobody sneaking up on me because I probably scream like a girl.
And you know what? Those are and they do that. The videos I've seen, they do that on purpose. It's the part when something's jumping or lunging and grabbing, and then like the person that works there, they grab them too, and they're like, no, and then you know they flip out. This is gonna be awesome. I think it's gonna be really cool.
That's okay. Was it SDBG on Twitch? It said the T virus has spread to flies. Now I just asked him if it's legit or what.
Well,
like, is it a legit thing that he found out?
Well, the T virus,
that'd be interesting.
The Los Plagas virus spread to a moth. I mean,
was that what it is?
Yeah, that was that big ass mutated moth in part 5.
Oh yeah,
they even put it in the movie. You know?
Yeah. Huh.
I mean, the Los Plagas can be inserted to anything. The T-virus, everybody already knows the T-virus and the G-virus?
T-virus, G-virus.
Those can be inserted in any god. You spit and then put, you know, and then it would make something, you know?
Better not. Got the G-virus now.
This fucking gnat is flying around.
But yeah, so I'm really curious as to, you know, like I said before, how they're going to tie it in, how they're going to explain all this stuff.
What if?
Because this is a continuation.
What if? If you got the T-virus and the secret of the ooze, what would that mean?
So anyway, the T-virus of the ooze, I don't know.
A mutated-ass turtle? I don't know. Well, a mutated, an infected-ass turtle.
So, I mean, again, it's like, it's going to be an amazing game, and it's going to be an experience to play in VR. I'm really excited for that. You know, I might... I don't know if I'm going to get it when it comes out. I was just thinking about it right now because it's coming out like in 2 weeks. I don't... It's pretty penny. It's like $600 or $500, I think.
Are they like in stock?
Not yet.
Damn.
But...
No, I'm talking about like when they come... When it... On the release date, are they going to be like, we got extras or it's already been sold out.
Oh, no, I think they'll have stock.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure they will. They're doing it right in time for, like, you know.
How much?
Christmas. It's like $500 or $600.
This is for PlayStation.
PlayStation.
So when is Xbox coming?
I don't think they're getting one.
Yeah, they are.
No. Xbox doesn't have one of their own planned. Like, I thought they did. I think you can use, like, an Oculus or something like that.
Yeah, I thought Oculus and Microsoft.
Well, yeah, they're working together.
Like, but T-Virus and...
But it's not like it's for Xbox, you know what I mean? All
right.
But you can... it's right in time for the holiday season. I might, you know what, I might get it, like, towards December or the end of December because Resident Evil comes out in January.
Okay.
So I might do time it around that time.
Yeah, let like all the bugs get all fixed and everything, and then January in comes case. And David swipes his shit up.
Swipe.
Mm-hmm.
Swipe it.
We put it on the 100 episode of...
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
You know what? We should do something. Okay, we still got a little ways to go.
We got a Halloween episode coming up, too. We'll dress up with it.
Yeah, we could. Why not? Anyway, we're planning ahead here.
Again.
But, so I'm really excited for that. It's going to be really cool. We're going to move on from that and talk a little bit about some different type of gaming stuff. And Figma just announced that they're releasing a Twilight Princess figure.
Hell yeah, about time.
You know, and that I think this one, it looks awesome. It looks freaking great.
Man.
Awesome. And this one's going to be running, I think, about $57.
$61.99.
Well, where'd you order it on?
No, that's for the XD1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For the DX one.
Yeah, DX one. I ordered that one.
Okay. So, and then for the standard version, the DX version has, like, all these added weapons and stuff like that. Yeah. So, it's a bigger package.
The extra weapons that you pick up through the
game. So, that's going to be how much?
It's, like, 61.
61?
Yeah,
62. The standard version, which comes with a couple of weapons, I think, and
just
the basic stuff. Like, it's, like, $57.99. Looks amazing. It's freaking good. The articulation on it is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that I don't have a photo of it, but there's an actual ball joint on the knee. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, like, just like a little hinge.
Yeah.
You know, so you can actually, like, move it around a little bit more, a little easier.
Did you see the poses? How they reenacted the poses?
Yeah.
Man, they're so awesome. Like, you could...
That's great.
You can arch his... It's weird how his back arched a little bit. Like,
it looks like you're trying to do a Playboy model arch on your back.
But it feels good.
It feels good.
But it's real neat. And you said figure arts, right? SH figure arts? Or no, you said what? Figma.
Figma.
Figma's okay.
Doing that one.
Okay, so I have a couple Figmas. Everybody be happy about this because Figmas are what, seven?
Like seven, eight inch. Yeah, 7-8
so
inch.
So we're going to get a big ass.
Depending cool on the figure, because Link. Like the Link, the Majora's Mask Link, and the Ocarina of Time Link, the little small ones,
mm-hmm.
They're about like this big. So they're about like maybe 4 inches, something like that. This one itself is going to be a bit bigger.
Wait, I have the one of the little
bitty. It's a little
smaller. Yeah, but yeah, that's like, that's made to look like that.
Yeah.
Like cute little bitty.
Yeah, like I think they call it Chibi or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, so, and then they're also releasing a Zelda figure with it. That's going to be $54.99, if I remember correctly.
You know what? That's a good price, man, because usually her shit's expensive.
This figure looks gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the way it is, like, molded looks freaking insane.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It looks so good. I've never really been one to, like, buy Zelda, like, you know, Zelda, Princess Zelda type of stuff. But this one looks amazing. All it right. looks really great.
All right, pre-order that one
too. And then we have them both together in this picture here. It looks cool, man.
It does.
I'm going to have to get these. These will be my first Figmas if I get them.
You better.
And they look great, man. I'm excited to see them both, like, you know, pose together and stuff like that. Have them, you know, side by side. Man, it's going to look amazing. And you better believe that, you know, when we get them, when I get them, you know,
they're going to be right here where the beer is supposed to be.
Yeah, where it's supposed to be, John. But anyway, I just wanted to kind of skim by that real quick. And on that note, we're going to go ahead and end this episode of the Quad Squad Podcast. Thank you guys for watching over on Twitch. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, you know, later, you can go follow on Twitch, twitch.tv/CinemaDeviant. Or if you're watching on Twitch now and you want to watch it on YouTube, youtube.com/CinemaDeviant. Go visit cinemadeviant.com for all your movie news, reviews, trailers. Instagram at cinemadeviant. Facebook.com/cinemadeviant. Tumblr, I love you, Tumblr. Tumblr.com/cinemadeviant. Twitter at cinemadeviant. And then, John, what are your social medias?
I gotta look it up, man.
Come on.
Man, for real.
Come on.
For real. Instagram, BobBag94. Snapchat and
Twitter.
Twitter is Ball94AW.
Yes.
And again, if you guys, let's say you're sitting down and something happens and you're going to see it on Periscope or on Twitch, let's say you have to leave. Oh, no, because that's all on mobile phone as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, either way, you know, if you follow David on Cinema David on Twitter, you can watch live feed on there as well.
Yeah, so you'll have the, you know, this whole broadcast here on your Twitter feed that you can just pop it open and watch us there.
Yeah.
So and pretty much at any time for like, I think it's up for like about a week.
Oh, really?
I think.
Okay, because I remember
or like a couple of days.
It was like 24 hours and then I knew it was like a couple of days. If it's that long, man, that's cool.
It's like a week or like a couple of days, something like that. I haven't really like tested it out specifically, but you know, their Periscope's getting better and better with their broadcasting stuff. I don't know about this situation here. When we're using Periscope, it's a little harder now to see all the text, all the fonts in it.
And you guys usually like send little messages and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We read them.
Now Twitch, man, Twitch is freaking amazing. Twitch, you guys on Twitch, y'all are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for joining in again. And on that note, catch you next time. Bye.